I'm Frank Vaughn. It's February 21st, 2025, and today's video is going to be a little different and concise. Once upon a time, there was a boat known as the Titanic, and as it sank in the cold Atlantic Ocean, a jazz band played until it was beneath the waves. Canada is the Titanic, and the jazz band is hockey. Now, I knew I was going to come out of yesterday thoroughly disappointed in the Canadian public, but I didn't know the depths of disappointment that I was going to feel. I spent a month now producing a video every single day, doing hard, targeted research and trying to present it to you in as concise a way as possible so that you understand the trouble that your country is in. But then it all goes out the window, even among my audience, many members of my audience throw it out the window as soon as there's a hockey game. And this is why we're failing as a state. We don't have a center. Our identity is being not American, playing hockey, and maple syrup. That's all we got. Ask an American what they are, and they can give you an essay. Ask a Canadian what they are, and they run out of items after three things. And as I've sat here watching the reactions, Jason McKinnon points out that out of the 23 players on Canada's Four Nations face-off team, 19 play for American teams. So everybody was about boycotting American products until it came to hockey. And then they cheered after booing the anthems and all the theatrics. And Canadians have the nerve to get upset that the anthem singer changed the words yet again. But the anthem's already been changed to express gender neutrality. So why not just change the anthem willy-nilly whenever politics demands? So now we're cheering an American business model. People that watch hockey, if you followed hockey long enough, and I've followed hockey since I was a kid, know that among hockey players, there's this idea that there is something called Q Bettman, and that the NHL's focus has shifted to the southern United States. That's where the money goes, that's where the interest goes, and a lot of the Stanley Cups go down there, and you will see speculation all throughout the hockey community that the referees have their fingers on the scales to make sure that the Stanley Cup always goes to the United States. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But it all goes flying out the window because Donald Trump has the nerve to joke around with Governor Trudeau and offer us 51st statehood. It blows my mind. Billboard Chris, we followed each other for a long time. I like Billboard Chris. He does great work. He's put himself in the line of fire, had his bones broken in pursuit of saving children from gender-bending madness, from sterilization, from the horrors of transgender surgery before puberty's even completed. He's been opposed to madness, and I celebrate him for that. But this is how he repays Trump's America. He was invited to the White House for Trump to sign an executive order keeping men out of women's spaces, women's change rooms, women's shelters, basically recognizing that there's two sexes. No government in the world has done more to advance Billboard Chris's cause than the Trump administration in the first few weeks they've been in office. So much so, Billboard Chris was invited to be there, and he was seated just two rows behind the front row in the presence of the president. And it only took one hockey game for Billboard Chris to spit in his face. Canada is still doing this stuff to our kids. Canada is still subscribed to the gender madness. Canada is still sterilizing kids. Look what he does. Look what these people do. They lose their minds. Trump has offered Canada a gift. Puerto Rico has been a territory forever. They've been begging for statehood and they can't get it. Trump is offering statehood on a silver platter. This country that is creating a foreign legion out of our army, as I showed in yesterday's video in detail, how the army's become diversity and inclusion, and it's gender neutral, and they have DEI officers, and morale's in the tank, and they can't recruit anybody because of all these policies. Now they're going to convert it into a foreign legion, so you don't even have to be a citizen to serve. Eventually, I think what will happen is, because this isn't going to work, they're going to open it up to non-residents and give a pathway to citizenship for those who serve. The same day, Mark Miller announces that we're bringing another 4,500 potential radicals into this country from the Middle East. We talk now. It's so funny. In the wake of this trade war talk and this 51st state talk, all of a sudden corporate Canada has put white people back in their advertisements. They've been eliminated for years. Now all of a sudden they're back. And now we're all of a sudden supposed to celebrate our European roots. And there's been articles, as I've showed you in my videos, that float the idea of us joining the European Union. If Europe is so great, if the civilization is so great, why do we import our immigrants from the third world? Most coming from India, most coming from all these other places except Europe. We actually actively discriminate against Europeans. And this is after we've trampled the flag underfoot for so long. Now all of a sudden we're supposed to take pride in it. We're supposed to take pride in our European roots, whatever that means. We're supposed to take pride in our king. Friends of mine, people who've been with me for a long time, are really upset that I think the American proposal is a good idea. The same people who have been with me every step of the way in identifying the problems with Canada, not the people, not the core of Canada, not the land itself, but the system of government that has delivered all of these bad things to Canada. This is from Jan Arden. She can't even post a real picture, so she posts an AI picture. Is this what Canada's all about now? The land of polite people, the supposed peacekeepers of the world? F you. This is our identity now? And look at the crowd. All of a sudden, it's white again. They snip, snap. They flip their script, and so many people who should know better just follow along. Sophie G asks, where was all this patriotism when your entire country was forced into lockdown to stick a prick in your arm? There's a lot of people who were against that. But now, all of a sudden, they're on Team Canada because they've been told to be. Justin Trudeau, I predicted this before he even tweeted it. I came out and I said, how long is it going to be until he tweets something like Canada's back? Well, here it is. You can't take our country and you can't take our game. A reminder that this is the same Justin Trudeau who has turned Canada into a laughingstock, has turned our military into a foreign legion, has left us defenseless. We can't stop anybody from taking us over, period, because of the policies this guy has adopted. He's overrun the country with people who don't even speak English, who have no loyalty to our institutions. Even if you believe in those institutions, which I don't think you should, when you have this idea, I got a friend, and she's been very critical of this 51st state idea, and she's talking about moving to Gaza or Lebanon as an alternative to being an American. Doesn't seem to understand what a gift it is. Their system of government is better. Republics are just better. A fortified North America is just better. Virginia, a member of the United States, is a commonwealth. They have their own constitution. They've preserved their individual character. Most people who are against this idea, the same people who have complained about Canada's trajectory all this time, have no idea how powerful statehood actually is. They have a very superficial understanding of the American system. Canada could do a lot under statehood. I'd prefer two states. I'd actually prefer four states. I think it would be more realistic. And then those four states could govern themselves and conduct themselves as they saw fit within the union. I wish people would take the time to understand. You know, I explain this stuff. But then it goes out the window over a hockey game in my own audience. Which is why, by the way, there's all these people who suggest that I should be prime minister. Why don't you run for prime minister? Well, we don't run for prime minister. We don't elect our prime ministers in Canada. We elect members of parliament. And then those members of parliament appoint the government. The members aren't even really the government. Cabinet is government. They get appointed by the members. We don't vote for prime ministers. I'll never get elected in this country. I will never get elected as an MP. I will never get elected as prime minister. I'll never get elected as anything because I'm too busy telling the truth. And one minute I'm a hero, and the next minute I'm not a hero because I said something that someone doesn't like. It upsets their preconceived notions. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep doing it because, my God, we need it. We need it desperately. Trudeau says we can't be taken over. And here's your statistics. This is how much crime is up in the past 10 years with all his gun laws and all his rules and regulations, with his soft-on-crime agenda where he's just turning criminals loose into our streets. We've been taken over by crime. On February 1st, I released a video, what I call the sword video because the thumbnail has a sword in it. I released a video and I talked about the scale of money laundering and crime in Canada. And at the time, it's crazy to me. So many of the influencers now who are talking about cartels in Canada, who are talking about the mega drug bust, at the time, denied there was a crime problem. Denied there was a problem at the border. Said it was all the Americans and it had nothing to do with Canada. Now it's mainstream news. 3 weeks. I went from being a liar to the things that I'm saying are now being said by these people without one degree of introspection. No apologies, no recognition. And that's fine. I don't need it. But it tells you about their character and their nature. It's insane. Canada's been completely taken over. Mass immigration, criminality, cartelism, drug addiction. Your streets are full. But yay! We won a hockey game with a team that plays in the United States. You realize so many people who are in the public limelight, who are so upset about Canada as the 51st state, look at it as a threat to our sovereignty. They don't even live here. Mark Carney hasn't lived here. He's not even a Canadian. The singer of the anthem, Kreviatsik, whatever her name is, she's lived in the United States for so long she couldn't even remember the proper words. They changed it on purpose, but most of them are expats. They don't even want to live here. Even Maxime Bernier, who, for one, is backing Canadian sovereignty, and he, too, aligns with Team Canada in thinking that our Constitution is fine the way it is and that our Federation is fine the way it is. He doesn't want to actually deal with all the pressing issues in the country. He doesn't want to deal with the system that is represented in the flag, not saving the people, not dealing with the core problems. He supports it. He doesn't want to open the Constitution either. That's the root of the problem, is our backdated and outdated Federation. He doesn't want to touch it either. He knows where his bread is buttered. It's crazy to me. It's crazy to me how everybody loses their perspective. Trump talks sense. The entire political class wants war and he wants peace. And more importantly, he tells the truth about all aspects of the war, which our politicians won't do. This is speaking about Ukraine. You know, I thought of myself as, first I was kind of enthusiastic about Polyev's leadership, and then I thought I was a pragmatic voter of Polyev, but I've watched him shift so much. He says Trump wants Canada to steal jobs and carbon tax. Carney is the man to hand it to them. If Carney wins, Canada loses. But where's the difference? Go to Polyev's Twitter feed today. What's he doing? He was talking about hockey last night like the rest of them. His message when it comes to the United States is exactly the same as Trump's. The reciprocal tariffs that all of Team Canada is talking about are the ones that will hurt Canada the most. Not the tariffs that Trump levies. The tariffs that we levy and retaliate with. They're talking about shutting down energy shipments. Polyev's on board with that because he aligns with Team Canada. That's where it goes. He's still talking about carbon tax Carney. He's still got these slogans. It's kind of useless. I'm slowly turning from a pragmatic voter that would like to see criminals off the street and everything else, because I do, to somebody who might just stay home in another federal election. Because the closer we get to the supposed federal election, which I don't even think we're going to get, if it looks like the establishment is going to lose, if it looks like they're going to lose to Polyev, I think Singh backs off and he keeps our unelected prime minister, our new prime minister, Mark Carney, in power. And Carney comes along and does all these emergencies acts. and we just don't get an election. I don't think you're going to get it. Polyev's playing a game like he's going to get an election. He's trying to win. He's appealing to the soft center. The same strategy that Scheer did, the same strategy that O'Toole did. That's how conservatives lose. I thought he had learned the lesson, but clearly not so. We can change political parties that rule from Ottawa. When they all clap like trained seals, when billboard Chris's, smart guys putting themselves on the line for justice, are so quick to slap the hand that blessed them with their biggest victory. When we support an endless war in Ukraine, where millions are dying, and millions more would die. If we did what the Trudeau government advised, if we did what Pierre Poilievre advised, if we had done what Biden advised and what Harris wanted, we'd be in World War III and all of us would be dead, and you clap like seals for it. The country unites around a hockey game while the whole thing burns down around us. For a full month, I've generated hard-hitting content telling the truth on a variety of subjects that no one wants to give you. No one wants to build that narrative. No one wants to connect those dots. And you build this audience, and then you see, and it's hard fought. Because like I said, one day I'm a hero, the next day I'm an enemy. That's how this works. When you tell the truth, there's a saying, when you tell the truth, have one foot in the stirrup. Because the need to run and get away is always going to be with you. I wasn't expecting so many people who are otherwise reasonable to lose their minds over a hockey game. We've lost the script. You know, to summarize, this federation is a broken concept. The myth is Canada. The myth is that you have sovereignty to save. It's already been given away. You've never been sovereign. You don't even know what sovereignty means in this country. You think you're losing something if you join something greater. You think that there's a risk that it'll go dark, that it'll go bad. But where you are is already bad, and you're going to have to take a risk if you want to change it. All of our premiers, including Smith and including Scott Moe, support this idea of Canada, even though Alberta and Saskatchewan have been fighting with this concept of Canada, which is rooted in Ottawa, for decades. Our very survival has been hard fought, not against the United States, who has enabled that survival, who has enabled us and buttered our bread, but by Ottawa, who sought to deny. Trudeau came along in 2015 and he said, I'm going to bring out a carbon tax and we're going to phase out your prosperity. And who is there with money and capital every time we need it? The Americans, willing to buy. If we don't buy their light crude and mix it with our heavy, we can't even get it through our pipelines. Our own government denies our refining capacity. He doesn't want to build pipelines. I've talked about it all before. And all it took was one hockey game for everyone to forget. That's extremely disappointing, especially considering the amount of time and dedication I put into these things. And it's not the entire audience. I'm not condemning you. I'm saying that from my perspective, it is deeply frustrating to tell the best version of truth I can possibly get, only to watch people that I love, like Billboard Chris, turn into fools over a hockey game. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link and one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.